How much wood would a witch? How much wood would a woodchuck? How much wood would a woodchuck chuck? How much wood would a woodchuck chuck? How much wood would a... Hello?
Hello to you too.
Oh! Hey man! Excuse me, you are?
Don't be scared, I'm not a stranger.
What do you want? When did you come inside?
Just like everyone else, I opened the door and came inside.
What did you open the door with?
With this.
Hey, a thief! Thief!
Stop making a scene! Shut your mouth! No one's home.
Hey, man, leave me alone. I'll give you whatever you want. I've got a kid and a wife.
You liar, you divorced your wife.
Huh?
Yeah.
Hey, man, how do you know? What do you want from me, man?
My child.
My child?
Not your child. My child. The one that you stole, that you swiped away. I've come to take him back.
Hey, man, Maziar is my child, I swear.
Yeah, who the hell's talking about Maziar? I'm talking about my own child, Taimur.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Ah.
You're the father of our brother Taimur?
What? Brother Taimur? Hey, I'll show you a brother Taimur so that you'll forget about stealing someone else's child again.
There's been a misunderstanding, sir. We haven't stolen anyone's child.
Shut your mouth. Where are your mum and dad?
My mum and dad are somewhere around here. You want me to call them to come?
Yeah, go ahead and give them a call.
Man, I can't do it like this.
Yes, you can. Where's your phone?
Over there.
Ah.
Over there, on the stereo.
It's on the stereo.
Oh, man.
Here you go.
Oh. Which way is this?
Hurry up already.
All right, man. Hey, man, it's really bad like this.
It's actually good. Call them. Hello, hello.
Hello, Dad.
Hello, son.
Hello. Hello.
Why are you panting? Hurry up. He keeps saying
all
hello.
All right, fine.
Why are you talking like that?
No, Dad, I'm upside down. I'm not really doing
hurry
all that well.
Hurry up already.
Dad.
You're upside down?
No.
What's that mean?
Just come upstairs and you'll find out. They've stolen me.
They've stolen you?
Yeah.
Who's stolen you?
Masood, what exactly did he say to you?
I don't know. He said they've stolen him.
Oh.
Now, come on, man. How much wood could a woodchuck chuck? Is it that hard you can't say it? And you're supposed to be an actor, huh?
You know, you say it well.
What's going on here?
Hello! This gentleman is Amir, the father of brother Taimur. I mean, Taimur. He thinks that we've gone and stolen his child, so he's stolen me, so he can get even with you.
Hello, how are you? I'm Amir Kaste.
What's going on here? What do you want with my child?
Excuse me. I don't mean any offence. Actually, I would have preferred if we hadn't met like this, especially since it's the first time we're meeting. But, well, circumstances caused us to meet like this.
What are you doing here in my son's house? What right do you have to enter his house and torture him like this?
Torture him? What torture? It seems as though you don't know what torture is, or that you live such an easy life, that you call this torture. We were just playing around with each other, man.
Really now? You should be ashamed.
What
Get
do you want?
Sit down, darling.
What do you want here?
Ah, that's right. That's right.
Do you feel all right? Get up and sit down.
Do you know, I really like people that go ahead and get straight to the point. What's with those people that just keep talking and just about kill you before they finally get to the point? If you've got something to say, then take a taxi and go say what you have to say. If you don't have anything to say, then take the bus or the metro. Why would you waste your
Stop
money?
Stop talking nonsense. The taxi you wanted is waiting for you outside. Say what you have to say and get the hell out of here.
No, sir. I like it. Not you, but my son Taimur. For him to have picked such a well-spoken and capable father for himself. That's great. I like it. Not my son Taimur, but you. You're an expert at what you do, and you really know how to trick someone else's child and steal him.
No one's stolen anyone else's child. Your son came here on his own and claimed he was my son.
Well, I went after him on my own too, and I told him that I'm his dad. But he just looked me in the eye and said, Masood Javan Baksh is his dad. He thinks that you're his dad, not me.
A blacksmith did something wrong in bulk, and in Shushtar they cut off the head of a coppersmith. Is it our fault that your child thinks he is our child?
It's your fault that you agreed that my child is your child. If your child thinks that he's my child, and I agree to it, does that make it right?
As if I would, thinking that I'm your child.
What's wrong with me?
You know very well what's wrong with you.
But what's wrong
with me? What's not wrong with you? Are you not a thief? You are. Are you not a hooligan? Yes, you are. You are. The one thing you are not is a father.
Was I ever there to be a father?
You weren't there because you were a thief, a hooligan, and a thug. Otherwise, you could have been there.
Hey, man, who says I was a thug, thief, and a hooligan?
There's no reason to say it. What comes out of a jug is exactly what you put into it.
What can one expect from someone who's so tired that he has no strength left? Is it not justice for one to commit an injustice against such a person as
he? When the image of you was reflected upon the chalice, the mystic laughed so hard from the impossibility of it.
To be able to see you and give my life is all I yearn. Pull back the veil from your face. I am about to lose my life.
If the Sufi wishes to do something...
That's enough, man! I didn't come here to recite poetry. I came here to take my son by the hand and leave.
Well, take it and leave. No one is stopping you.
Well, that little jerk rejected me.
What is it to us?
My good-for-nothing daughter-in-law has put up a wall between me and my child. Someone has to knock that wall down.
You have to become a pickaxe and do it yourself. There's nothing me and my family can do about it.
There isn't? There is. I mean, there has to be something you can do. Otherwise, the entire Javan Baksh family will be destroyed. You got that or not?
The days of hooliganism and being a thug are over, Mr. Castay. People communicate with their mouths, not with kicks and punches. You got it?
All right, that's fine. I came here to resolve our problem through dialogue, but it seems as though you don't want to do that. That's fine. I'll have to do it in another way, then.
Get lost, man! Do whatever you want to if you think you can!
Careful you don't break
your
bangles.
Get out of here, sir. Get going. If you show up around here again, I'll call the police to come and take you back to the place that you're used to.
That's great. That's great. Fine, fine. We'll see each other again. Take care.
Get going! Dad, you're awesome. You really let him have it. Just like Jet Li, you crushed him!
You like that, ma'am? Did you see how I let him have what he deserved?
Yes, I liked it a lot.
You like my little demonstration, huh?
Heaven only knows what else you know that you haven't shown yet. We have to have a talk so that I can find out what other things you've been hiding from me.
Why are women like this?
Mom's actually good. One time in front of Sepide, I said, I've never had any luck since I was a child. And she said, oh, you've never had any luck, but I'm sure you had another wife because you have a replacement ID card.
What's that got to do with anything?
That's how women are. Dad paused for a second. Then he jumped all over that Amir guy like Jet Li. Man, you have no idea. By the time the guy came to his senses, Dad already hit him with 4 flying leg kicks. And then he tied up his hands and just like a bag of garbage, he put him outside at 9 o'clock at night.
Now, you don't need to exaggerate so much. And just let him have a little bit of fun. I didn't do anything.
Oh, I just can't believe it. Dad doing such things?
Our dad was a hero and we had no idea.
I just always thought that if a cat went, then Mr. Javan Baksh would...
And you're supposed to be a doctor in this country.
No, I apologize. What I meant was that I never thought you were the type to fight anyone.
Does a cat say psh?
No, really, does a cat say psst?
Just think, a cat comes out from behind a car and says
Uh-huh. Thank goodness that's the only problem that you've got.
It's Sharam.
It's me!
Answer it, see who it is.
That's just great. Who is it that you've named them Sharam?
Ma'am, it seems you got out of bed on the wrong side today. Answer it yourself and see who it is.
Grandfather, why aren't you answering?
Hello, Nima, dear. Where are you, my darling?
Help me. They've stolen me.
My child's just joking around.
What's he doing with my phone?
So tell me, where are you right now, darling? Who's stolen you?
Some guy has imprisoned me.
He better not have. Is he with you right now?
Yes.
Tell him to let you go. Otherwise your grandfather will come there and give him what he deserves.
Nima, tell him Grandpa Jet Li will come and with a flying kick he'll destroy
what
him.
What are you doing with my phone, Nima dear?
I didn't take it, Uncle. The man that's here took it.
Nima, darling, tell the man not to do anything to you, otherwise your grandfather will come and give him what he deserves.
The hell he will.
Ah!
I had to knock him down a peg so I wouldn't be so cheeky.
Excuse me, you are...
You don't recognize me, sis. I'm Amir Kaste, at your service.
Who on earth is Amir Kaste?
Fazad, he's Tamor's father, so please don't do anything to my child, for goodness sake.
Mr. Kaste, I'm asking you to please not let my child get mixed up in these games. Please, sir, please don't.
You coward. What do you want with my grandchild? You better let go of him right away. Otherwise, if I find you, I'll skin you alive.
Shut the hell up, you jerk.
If you're a man, you'll tell me where you are.
I am a man, and I'll tell you. But if you say anything to the police, you'll never see this child again.
Give me your address.
Mars Daran Street.
1 second, please. 1 second.
The coward! He went to my house again!
Give me the key!
Fazad, where's Sarah?
Sarah!
Where's darling,
Sarah?
Go inside!
Come!
Go back
Don't
inside!
Don't waste any time!
Keep an eye on Sarah. Hurry up now!
Give Fazad the key!
Go on now!
Open the door!
Open the door,
Fazad! Hurry, Fazad!
For goodness sake!
There's a key in the lock!
Nima!
Put it there, man!
Nima, darling!
Oh, what if it's done something to
you? Quiet down! Don't all talk at once! Let me say something! Nima, darling!
Nima, darling!
I love you so much, darling!
Quit banging! The door's going to break, man!
Nima!
Goodness gracious! What
Nima,
is he doing
Nima.
To the child?
We're all right here, darling. Hey, man! Hey, open the door!
Okay.
Please, open the door!
Hey, man!
What should I do? The key's in the lock!
That
There's
was
no
awesome.
To open.
I was almost Nima, about to cry myself.
Don't
You're
scared,
a better
darling.
Actor than your uncle.
Oh,
good job.
Can I go drink some soda?
Yeah,
hey, man,
go ahead.
Open the door! Hey, man, Nima, son, can't you open the door yourself?
Sir, don't do anything to
me! Tell who's father!
Nima, darling, Nima, why don't you say anything?
Hey, stop making so much noise. If you want everything to end well here, then you'll have to do everything I tell you to so that you'll be able to see your child. If you don't do that, then you'll never see Nima again.
Come on,
stop it, man. Stop acting like this.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Let me go in there and talk to him myself.
I feel bad for my mom. She's outside crying.
Don't worry about it at all. You should feel bad for me, too. Do you know how long it's been since I saw my child? I cried a lot, too. And it's all their fault. But I'll fix it. Don't you worry about it.
Will you allow me, Dad?
Yeah, go in there. Go in.
Hey, man! Temu's father! Hey, man! Can you hear me?
Spit it out.
He's so rude. Look at how he's talking to me in front of the child.
Say what you have to say.
Sure. Hey, man! Just open this door for 1 second and give me my cell phone. I need to make an urgent phone call.
Come on, can you even be called an uncle? Is now the
be
time to be thinking
jerk.
Of your cell
out
phone?
Of my way.
Just hold on a minute! I'm trying to trick him so he opens the door. So that
well,
we can send Dad in
right
there.
Now, in the
so
middle
like
of
a
all
panther,
of this,
he can beat
in
him
In the
up.
Middle of all of this, you don't need to get creative. My child is in there. Hey, man, open the door. Come on, brother. What's wrong? My child has done nothing to you. Don't involve him in this game. That child is sick. He has asthma. Come on, he has to come outside and use his spray to take his medicine.
Yeah, man, he's
Please,
sick.
Open the
he
door.
Has asthma. His spray, his medicine.
You have asthma?
Hey.
Hey, brother, stop lying. I hate it when people lie.
Huh? What lie, man? What lie?
Sir, why can't I hear my child anymore?
Well, I taped his mouth shut.
The hell you did, taping my child's mouth? Open the door, otherwise they'll come and tape your mouth shut and I'll beat the hell out of you, you bad person.
Come on now. If you're going to act like a thug and make a lot of noise, then you won't get anywhere. Now you listen to me. If you want my advice, you should try and use dialogue and act in a peaceful manner.
If you understood dialogue, then why have you taken my child
That's
hostage?
That's right.
You forced me to do it. Otherwise, I'd come to resolve the matter using diplomacy.
Uh-huh. Upside-down diplomacy.
Listen, Amir, sir. What is it you have to say? Go ahead and say it, and we'll listen.
I hope you don't die young, Javanbakhsh. Yeah, that's great. Once again, you went straight to the point and hit the bullseye. We'll have a dialogue, but only with one person. One of you can come in here, and we'll have a dialogue. How's that?
He's right.
I will go in there and talk to him myself.
Go ahead.
Come with me for a minute. Everybody, come with me.
They went downstairs, Uncle.
What for?
Don't worry, I'll take care of him with this.
Fazad, are you sure that'll work?
Yes, yes, this'll knock out a horse. It'll put him to sleep for at least 4 hours.
Okay.
Yes, I'll go in there and I'll talk to him and keep him busy, and when I get the chance, I'll give him the shot.
All right.
Don't you want rubbing alcohol and a cotton ball? You don't.
Hurry up.
Come inside.
Hello, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
My son, I love you so much, darling.
Stop.
Sir?
Don't go any further.
Sir? Are you all right, son? I'm ready to talk with you.
It's really cold, isn't it?
No way, it's actually really hot. Yes, it's really cold. I'm sensitive to cold weather.
Mm-hmm. Eat.
Oh.
Take off your coat.
I'm sensitive to the cold, I told you.
I told you to take off your coat.
I'm comfortable.
Take it off! What's that?
It's a coat.
Uh-huh. Under the coat.
It's my hand.
Put the coat over there. Uh-huh.
This?
Oh. Well, inject it.
Really?
In yourself.
Oh, this isn't anything at all. This is a shot of B-complex. I was feeling a bit weak, so I thought after we spoke it,
I'd go
downstairs.
Well, it's not a problem. Do it right here.
Oh. I don't think I can reach the room. If you don't mind, I'll go to sleep right here. Okay, I'll just sleep right here, please. Thank you.
Take your coat.
Oh, thank you so much.
You see, son, the things that your father will do for your sake, you should appreciate it.
I'll go in there and get this over with myself. I know how to deal with people like him. When you're dealing with people like him, what you say has to be beguiling
and
bewitching.
Okay, Dad, just don't do anything that puts my child's life in danger.
Are you a child? I know what I'm doing. Just leave it to me. I'll tame him with my bewitching words.
Good for you, Masood.
He injected himself?
I made him inject himself.
Well, I'm ready for a dialogue, but first you have to allow my grandchild to leave.
Dialogue first.
Very well, what do you want?
Give me back my Taimur.
Is he my hand? Here's my hand. If Taimur's there, then take him.
You've become funny. You act in a way as though you've got the hostage and I'm supposed to free him.
You're not at all that wrong. I have come here to rescue you from yourself and your devilish ways. You've been enslaved by a wicked monster who has taken your mind and senses by the reins and is making decisions for you. He's like a vampire, and he's hiding in the deep and dark places of your soul, and he's just waiting for the appropriate opportunity to come bursting out and suck the blood out of you. That is what he is going to do, suck the blood out of you.
Get out of here. You scared the child to death. Get out of here. You should be ashamed of yourself. He's describing the movie, The Evil Dead, for the child.
Scared. It was all a lie. There's no such thing as a vampire.
What did you say to the child that made him cry?
You don't even know how to raise a child. You've raised him to be spoiled and scared.
Just hold on. I'll go in there now and talk to him using clinical psychiatric methods, okay? All right.
No, there's no need for that. Your husband went in there and he put himself to sleep using clinical psychiatric methods.
All right,
that's
all right.
Enough.
Get out of my way. It'll work.
Be strong. Be strong.
Nima, darling, don't be scared. I've come to take you. Mr. Custer, I'm going to get straight to the point. I think the root of your internal aggravations basically goes back to your childhood. You had a large number of problems during the time you were a child, and instead of resolving them and overcoming them, you've been trying to run away. And this has made your situation worse. One of the ways of dealing with abnormalities is to accept them. Accepting disturbing thoughts instead of trying to fight them, it can be beneficial. You need to take a look at your thoughts and imagine. These thoughts are leaving your mind through your ear, and they're being removed and taken away from your consciousness.
Are you feeling all right?
No, I'm fine. I mean, no, I'm not at all. I'm not all right.
Yeah, it's obvious. Have you been to a psychiatrist?
What wrong has my child done for you to have imprisoned him?
Don't get upset. Just have a bit of patience and it'll all be fine. Don't cry. Oh. Oh, she's brain like a donkey. I told you to stop crying. Don't worry.
You're a frightened person, aren't you? Someone who takes hostages has a goal.
Good for you. Good for you. How did you find out?
You don't have more than one choice. You'll either do what you said you will, or you'll let the hostage go.
Oh, but that's two choices.
In reality, it's only one choice. Because you don't have the courage to do what you said. You'll have to let him go. But my suggestion is that one way, the first choice.
Which one was the first choice again?
Go ahead and kill him. I'm waiting.
Are you supposed to be trying to incite me?
No, not at all. What are you waiting for? Hurry up. You see, you don't have the courage. Taking a hostage requires capability. It requires courage. It requires competence. You're not like that at all. You see, you can't do it.
Don't ever send this psycho to save anyone's life. He'll get the person killed.
He's really a hard person to figure out. In the movie, it worked really well.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, hello. How are you doing?
How are you doing?
Is everyone well?
When did Farzad call you?
2 hours ago. He told Temur all about the entire story. You don't know how mad Temur was feeling when he came home.
You mean right now he knows that Masood isn't his father?
He didn't believe any of it at first. He made me swear and said that I had to tell him the truth, so I had to do it.
You mean you really aren't my family?
Look, son, it is true that I'm not your real father, but you and Simin are part of our family now.
What right did he have to take my sister's child hostage? Am I dead to him to take my sister's child hostage?
Oh.
You look so much like your mother. Your eyes, your eyebrows. Your mother was an extraordinary woman. She was as strong as a man.
You're telling me? I'm the one that lived with her all my life. You have to let Nima go right now.
Sure. Nima, darling, get up and go to your house.
I won't go. I'm playing.
Well, go and play in your house.
My mom and dad won't let me. I'll play right here.
As you can see, Nima wants to stay with me. I didn't take him hostage. By the way, I heard you're becoming a father. What do you want to name the baby?
Masood.
Masood? The name of that guy, Taimur. I'm the one that's your real father. You're my son. You're my only true son. A reminder of your dearly departed mother. Taimur, my son.
My mother used to say that you were a real hero, But
I'm the one that told her to tell you that. I didn't want you to know where I was and what I'd done.
Well, you shouldn't have done the same thing now. Why did you come? You should have just let me keep thinking like that. Why did you come?
I couldn't stand it anymore, son. My heart was aching to see you. I'm your father.
I don't want a dad who's a thief and a criminal.
Wash your mouth out with soap. Is that any way to talk to your father?
Can someone who was never there for his son even be called a father?
Yes, he's a father. The father that dies before his child is born and isn't able to see his child. Isn't he a father?
That's different. A father who's a hero is different from you.
How well do you know me to be saying that? I'm a hero too. Just drop by the prison and see what the prisoners have to say about my manliness and my pride.
I don't want my son's grandfather to be a thief and a criminal. I want my father to be a good person. Someone who's always shown respect whenever his name is mentioned, like Father Masood.
Ah. I'm your father, kid.
After all these years, you've come to destroy my dreams. Why did you even come? Why did you come?
All right, Taimur. If you don't want me, then I won't insist. It's not that I don't give you the right, because I do. You have the right not to want me. I'll leave. What father would want to make his child suffer? If my presence and being with you bothers you, then I won't stay. I'll leave. But I just have one wish. Just one wish. I want to ask you something. A request. Don't say no to me. Let me hug you.
I want to leave soon.
Hey, bro. Taimur, your wife is in pain. We have to take her to the hospital.
Is the baby being born?
Yes, hurry up!
Come on, my darling. Come.
Calm down.
Oh, come on, careful. Take it easy.
Don't get flustered. Calm down. You should be happy. Taimur, you're about to become a father.
Taimur, don't worry at all. Be careful.
Watch out for these steps.
That's right,
Watch out, my darling.
We're leaving. Pray for us.
Slowly. Be careful.
Slowly, please. Everything's fine.
That's good.
Taimur.
Everything's fine, dear. Everything's fine.
Nice and slow. Go slowly.
What are you doing? Hey, leave me alone.
Shh. I'm rescuing you.
Congratulations. God willing, he'll grow up under your protective shadow.
Taimur, you little devil, you became a father.
Thank you very much.
Your baby is so beautiful, praise God a thousand times.
Did you see his nose? It was so tiny and he had so much hair.
Is the doctor sleeping, Shiva?
Yes, I went and I kept calling, but he wouldn't move at all.
Man, he said he would even knock out a horse.
Mum, look, he didn't have a watch on his wrist. He didn't. What
is that
guy?
Listen, why do you look so upset? After all, you're a father now. You should smile.
Listen, did my dad leave?
When we got there, he was gone.
He must have left.
What are you waiting for? Hurry up, son. You need to be taking care of your wife and child right now. They're more important than anything else.
Thank you very much. After you.
Excuse me.
Go ahead.
Tell
Simon
we all said hello.
God bless you.
Take care.
Goodbye, Mother.
Take care of yourself.
Let's go back inside. Please go back inside.
Take care,
Taimur. Don't trouble yourself. Take care.
Uncle.
Goodbye.
Uncle.
What is it, Nima?
This is for you. Your dad gave it.
My dad gave it to me?
Yes.
Did he say where he was going?
No.
Thanks a lot for letting me hug you. After I hugged you, I realized what it meant to be a father. Up until then, I only thought that I knew what a father feels like. I wasn't a good father for you. You should try to be a good father for your son, Masood.
Your dad was a really good person. I think he's the best dad in the world. He's really nice. He gave me everything I wanted.
He gave you all these things to give to me?
Yes. He bought them right now. Also, he said to come and see me again. And he'll also buy toys and bring them for me.
Look, if he comes back, will you tell him something on my behalf?
What?
Tell him that Taimur said that he's naming his son Amir Masood. Tell him that he apologizes for the things that he has said. Tell him that Taimur said that you're my father. And it's not important where you are or what you are doing. What's important is that you're my father. Even if you're not a hero. Good boy.
شب تو برکه خواب دستای تو آینه و پروانه ها روشونه تو خورشید و ما هم خونه تو تو قلبمون بارون گرفت شهر رو به هم زدیم تا اون ور رنگین کمون با هم قدم زدی تو چشم من شیرین تره خواب تو از بیداری باید تو رو پیدا تعبیر رویاهام دیدم یه شب تو برکه خواب دستای تو آینه و پروانه ها روشونه تو خورشید و ماه